Overnight, the former US President Donald Trump announced that he's suing Facebook, Twitter and YouTube after he was booted off the sites last year.
If they can do it to me, they can do it to anyone. This lawsuit is just the beginning. It's a very big suit. We're going to hold big tech very accountable.
So that's the threat. But Team Trump also sought to create their own social media platform this week, which it touted as the next rival to Twitter. Just days after the launch, though, the site, called Getter, has been overrun by trolls and imposters, and Donald Trump failed to actually appear on the platform. ABC Science reporter James Patil joins us now for Tech Talk. Hi, James.
Good morning, Fran.
What is Getter? And, I mean, it sounds like the launch was a flop. Why? What went wrong?
Well, so many things went wrong so quickly. It's a Twitter clone. It looks a lot like Twitter. You can post essentially tweets and retweet them and so on. You can even import your tweet history, so it's exactly like Twitter. What went wrong? There wasn't any moderation. So the worst of the internet came together. There was a lot of Trump imposters all pretending to be the official account of Donald Trump, as well as other leading conservatives.
The worst of the internet might be coming to your phone line, James. It's dropping out for a moment. James, we might just quickly go to a promo and try and get you up on your mobile. Hang up, hang there, and we'll get back to you. Hello, James, are you there?
Hi, Fran.
Oh, that's better. You were talking about the problems with Getter. Is there a future, do you think, for this site set up by Team Trump or any other large-scale conservative social network? Can we tell that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a common bind or problem with all of these attempts at building a large-scale conservative network, which is they as soon as they try and get big, they face problems with moderation. But their whole ethos is around so-called free speech, which means no moderation. So this has happened before. It happened with Parler, an app that was quite big last year. And then as soon as they get to any size that they sort of come to the attention of the big app stores, they get kicked off. So this is sort of a cycle that keeps happening. And it's hard to see a way through, and it's hard to see a way for Donald Trump to actually get back in your feed on mainstream social media, because this keeps happening.
On another issue, another news, James, the sight of politicians distracted by their phones while they're sitting in Parliament is a pretty common one now around the world. And a digital artist from Belgium has come up with a response. How does it work?
Yes, it's an automated bot that scans the live stream from Belgian parliamentary sittings and automatically detects when a politician is on their phone. And then it posts a screenshot to Twitter, asking them to put down their phone and pay attention. It's a novel approach. It's meant to sort of draw attention to surveillance, but it's also drawn attention to the fact politicians are on their phone a lot. I was chatting with him last night, actually, and I asked him if he had any plans to bring it to Australia. He said he might make it open source, which means that it could come to Australia. As you know, parliamentary sittings in Australia are on the internet, so it's technically feasible.
Get off the phone. James, thank you very much.
Thank you.
James Patil, the ABC's science technology reporter.